Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Oh, hey, Gary here.
Oh, Gary, I'm glad you called. I was just making one of your favorites, chicken a la mode.
Oh, delicious. Man, I love the taste of that. I love its creamy flavors. I didn't mean to interrupt your dinner or dessert, whatever the case may be.
I'm combining them now to save time, you know.
Time-saving measures. You're always on.
Yep, always on. You know, I try not to sleep anymore, as you know, and I try to eat both my dessert and dinner at the same time. Really freed up a lot of my time to work on products and innovation.
Yeah, your girlfriend is also a boyfriend, if I recall.
Yeah.
So, like, there's lots of things going on there. I was just giving you a call. Have you gotten checkbook for this month?
No, I haven't. Why? What was in it?
Well, so the cover story of Checkbook Magazine this month is the word is out, the facts are in, the publishing industry is a-booming.
Really? Okay, interesting.
That whole internet scare is off. People want now, they want print, and we'll get back to that in a second by what I mean there.
Sure.
So I was just thinking, like, we've never gotten into publishing.
No, you're right, we never did, and now it seems like it's the time.
Well, here's a little bedtime reading for you. More people read today than read yesterday.
No.
Yeah, it says right here in Checkbook.
Okay.
Readers are the fastest growing segment of word consumers today.
Wow, all right, okay. Fastest growing segment, okay, I like that. So what you're thinking, let me get ahead of you, we're business partners. Mm-hmm. You want to start making words for them to buy.
In a manner of speaking, that, I think I'm going to call that a phase two goal. Of this project. I don't mean to stifle, you know, there's no bad ideas in the idea zone.
No, I was just trying to get this vibe, try to predict where you were going. You know, I'm firing in all 37 cylinders here. Let's do this.
Yeah, 37, that's my favorite, Guided by Voices album. So let's think about, a lot of magazines, they fail because they have something they want to put out. They're like, I'm cosmopolitan. I want to talk about penis tips. And they put out that magazine, but it totally fails. Like, I defy you to find a copy of Cosmo on the newsstands.
Yeah.
We're going to go audience first, magazine backwards.
Okay. I'm interested. Tell me some more.
What do all people have in common?
Boy. They're mammals.
Let me give you a hint.
Okay. They got teeth.
Yep. Bingo.
Oh.
Hey. Teeth. I'm thinking in the tradition of, look at magazine successes from yesteryear. Words for Readers magazine.
Sure.
Games for Windows magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Food for Eaters magazine.
Uh-huh. Fish for Fishers.
I want Fish for Fishers. Female Fish for Fish magazine. Fish for Fish Fans magazine. I want to come up with Teeth for Brushers magazine.
Wow, Teeth for Brushers magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is combining everyone's interest in teeth and the new data that you have about how much people read.
And how many people today are self-identifying as brushers.
Okay, sure, as brushers. Okay, yeah. All right. What would you have in this magazine?
So this magazine, I'm envisioning it as a place to look at interesting teeth for the rest of us, right? The brushers.
Okay.
There are people who get to look at their amazing choppers every morning when they're flossing or brushing. But I want to be able to see interesting teeth all the time. And this magazine is going to feature, some tooth stories, tooth tales, but also a center spread and story on somebody with interesting teeth every month.
Okay, who's identified as having interesting teeth? I'm
Chingy.
Thinking...
Chingy.
Okay, Chingy, yeah. Okay. I was also thinking maybe like a Teddy Roosevelt.
Sure. He's got those perfectly square little chiclets under his stash.
I don't even think they were little.
I guess that's true.
They were actually chiclet size.
Yeah, they're the size of chicks, baby chicks. So we got, you know, FD Teddy Roosevelt, Chingy. You know, people have interesting teeth. We're thinking about rappers.
Okay, sure.
We're
a
thinking,
rapper, yeah.
Methamphetamine addicts.
Mm-hmm.
And then also certain presidents, specifically FDTDR and George Washington.
Oh, yeah, George Washington, man with the wooden chompers.
He had wooden teeth. Very interesting. Hard to keep clean. Very disgusting the more you think about it. But interesting nonetheless. Like, it's a car wreck appeal. You can't turn your...
Yeah.
If George Washington walked into a room and said, "Ey!" and smiled at you, you wouldn't be able to take your eyes out of his mouth because his teeth.
Yeah, and you would probably get eye splinters.
Well, yeah, I mean, not if you were wearing your anti-dentize eye protection tooth system.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So you wear those. We can get a cross promotion going on. You know, any number of things. But think about. So I've already done some work on this. I did it before I got in touch with you, mm-hmm. to line up some centerfolds.
Oh, really? Okay.
I want to get some ideas from you as well. Mm-hmm. So issue one, right off the back, Chingy. We got the rapper Chingy, and he is showing off his pearly multicoloreds.
Okay, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
I'll follow that up with a noted meth addict, Shaky Bim Bam.
Shaky Bim Bam. Okay, I'm not familiar with him, but I'm not really into the world of meth.
I said Sandman introduced me to him.
Okay.
They hang out, and he has an incredible mouth. Like, you have only seen the kind of colors that are on his teeth in really bad bruises.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. So what are some rappers that you know that maybe have, like, really good teeth? Like, we could see if we can get them.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
Well, I was thinking about noted meth addict and original rapper Lou Reed.
When you call him the original rapper, are you talking about putting candy back in the original rapper?
Yeah,
or do you
candy
mean
in the original rapper.
Okay. Yeah, he's got, I mean, he ever since he started doing meth, he's gotten really interesting teeth. I like it. I'm real into it.
Okay.
You know, and I heard this actually works out really well because I saw them kissing on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine because he recently did a collaboration with Pro Kill Flower,
he's very popular these days in the underground hip-hop community.
Yeah. And if you've ever seen his mouth, it looks like an inside-out transformer. It's incredible.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking you definitely got to get Georgie Wash in there. And Teddy FDR VR Zevelt.
Okay. Yeah, I'm into that. Like, definitely get those people, and we just pay some stock art, you know, photography to get a picture of them smiling, or we go down to the Hall of Presidents and pry open their robot faces to get a good look. I like that.
Okay.
We can get there's Chameleon Dollar Haver. You know, he's got a really wicked flow. We got Bruce Matusis. He's a meth addict I met down by the corner, yelling at me. You know, so I just have West Coast addicts, though, that I have access to. Like, who are some Midwestern?
Sure.
Meth addicts?
Well, you know, I think you would want to get, like, noted tooth female tooth rapper Lil by Cuspet.
Yeah, like she's already. She's already on board. I'm way ahead of you, man. She's
okay.
Going to be part of our Women of Teeth series with Eleanor R. Roosevelt and Courtney Love.
Oh, okay. did you get Southside Chicago rapper Grilly Girl?
That's a good idea. I didn't even think about Girly Girl.
Girly Girl, yeah, yeah.
I've heard that she's been dating Ferocious Bunt, who's another one of our rapping flowers.
It would be good. You can get them both at the same time. Maybe do like a twofer.
Yeah, yeah, and just have them rub teeth on the cover.
Oh, that would be so cool.
No, and it would cha-chingy, like sell issues.
Cha-chingy.
Yeah, cha-chingy, cha-chinge, sell all the issues. I love this. I mean, this is going to be amazing. We have an entire amazing year lined up ahead of us.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Like, how do you get this magazine? Do you just, like, does it get mailed to you? How does it work?
Well, here's the thing, right? Publishing is alive and booming, and more importantly, print is alive and booming, and that's the operative word. Every issue of Teeth for Brushers magazine will come on a 4 terabyte hard drive.
What kind of unit of measurement is that?
It means 1,000 boards.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, so you get your 4 terabyte hard drive in the mail. You just hook it up to any computer. You hook that computer up to a printer and print away.
Wow. Okay. That sounds great. I mean, especially if you're printing from work, it doesn't cost you anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then you just throw away the terabyte hard drive.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you get this thing in the mail. Why use it? I mean, space these days is super cheap, you know? Like, you can get 1,000 terabytes, like, it's nobody's business.
Yeah, terabyte. Or a gigabyte. I spent $800 on my new desktop, and I have more gigabytes than I could potentially even use, even with all my Steam installs.
You know, the thing is I always say that every time I get a new desktop, and I always fill it up.
Well, have you checked your recycling bin?
No.
Well, pro tip to the wise, look in your bin and see what's within.
Very good. Speaking of that, Gary, do you have a Teeth for Brushers slogan?
Yes. The only magazine that's fit to tell the tooth.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Teeth for Brushers magazine, come get gum.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Teeth for Brushers magazine, check out our awesome advertisements in size.
That's not bad. And this would be finally a magazine that you could have at the dentist's office that is actually relevant to the reason you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. You could go into your dentist and be like, hey, Pops, give me a chingy. And then he's going to sit there with his hammer and file and just make your teeth look like the entrance to Mordor.
Like the Black Gates.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not to turn into a racial thing, but yeah. So, Gary,
a long time ago, and it's been a long time, there's actually a Zydeco artist, and I'm not making this up. There's actually a Zydeco artist by the name of Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Does he make an appearance in your magazine, or do you think we could get him?
We are looking for someone to write a little humorous Dave Barry style essay at the end of every issue.
Oh, that would be great for Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
Yeah, I would love it, and we could call it the Comedy Cavity.
Oh, that's good. I could just imagine something that, like, Clarence Gatemouth Brown would use some of his homespun Zydeco wisdom to talk about how life is like a gumbo, and sometimes those pieces get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, life is like a gumbo. It's also like some gums, bro. My name is Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
Oh, that's really good. What about, I was just thinking about this. This is a Florida rapper by the name of MC Novalin. Will he be there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because one of the things you have to be careful of with teeth is if you're taking Novalin brand insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got that. We got the famous rappers Novocaine and Abel. They're going to make an appearance.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be star-studded, and it's going to really introduce us to some movers and shakers.
Sure. Now, I like that this is going like an interesting route rather than just like, you know, all those other magazines out there that are like just pretty people all the time. This is really getting into what all of us care about, like regular people with interesting teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mostly what I care about. And then I'm thinking about, you know, a spinoff version for kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the T for B, Kid B. So we're going to have a crossover with a pocket with our Pokemon, and they'll feature Center Spread's Geodude Washington.
Oh, yeah, of course. Good old Geodude Washington.
Yeah, and Teddy Rusher Amabelt.
Franklin Delano Jigglypuff.
Yeah, my personal favorite Pokemon. Yeah, so I want to start production right away. We have to get all those Terraport hard drives. I've got a dude in China who's going to sell them on the cheap. But we're going to start creating content. I want to get your blessing and your input. And you and I are going to be magazine men.
I love it. I'm 100% behind this. As always, Gary, I can't wait for my first issue, the Chinji issue, to arrive on my doorstep. I'm excited already.
Yep. You won't get cringy when you see our Chinji with Teeth for Brushers magazine. Issue 1, hitting the newsstands in a month from whenever this airs. On my phone. Well, Brayden, I have to get started. Mouth Brown isn't going to hire himself.
You're right. He won't.
So
he absolutely won't.
So I'm going to take my leave of you. Get back to your chicken a la mode.
Okay.
Your dessert dinner. And I'll be in touch whenever we need, letters from the editors. Column.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. All right. And keep brushing the stars.
And, Gary.
Yes.
Let me ask you a quick question before you go.
Sure.
What time is it when you go to the dentist?
I don't know. What time is it?
2:30.
Man, that sounds like a perfect joke for our T for B Kid Beat.
Yeah, I think it's up there. All right. I will see you later, Gary. Have a grobe evening.
Hi, grobe evening to you, my friend.
Glad I got you with that Lou Reed joke.
I haven't thought about that song in a long time. I need to look that up and then also look up that Brian Wilson Smart Girl song.
Oh my god, that song is the worst song.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that in a real long time. Smart girls, the smart girls. Sexy ladies with high IQs.
Oh god, that song's so bad. And it's just like real bad, like scratching in the background and like... Oh, it's just bad.
It's about the worst. And all the samples don't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was like somebody's nephew put it together.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.